All right, Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. It's the weekend, Friday, 16 June, 2023. We no longer live in a free country, as we've talked about that a few times. I want to make sure I get this right. the leader of the political opposition is trying to put him in jail for over 100 years. The little leaguers in the opposition are rounded up and put in jail, the J6ers. Those are political prisoners. Somebody the other day on TV mentioned that Joe Biden's a wannabe dictator, and I don't know why the guy's wrong. I don't know why he's wrong at all. I've covered many times here at bloodandfaith.com about how the governed are governed by people that couldn't care less about what your opinions are. They couldn't care less about what you want to do. The bottom line is they've decided you cannot vote for Donald Trump. You will not vote for Donald Trump, and we will throw him in jail to prevent you from voting for Donald Trump. I don't care whether you like Donald Trump or not. They're going to throw him in jail so you cannot vote for the man. And we're going to make examples out of anybody that supports him by throwing him in jail, the J6ers. And we're going to prosecute the people that have supported President Trump. And this is not a pro-Trump podcast. I'm trying to tell you the facts of the situation, the political facts of the situation in the United States of America. We don't live in a free country. They're jailing the leader of the political opposition, and they're jailing members of the opposition, and they're prosecuting those who have supported President Trump, from Steve Bannon to General Flynn and on down the list. Peter Navarro, it has nothing to do with the law. It has everything to do with using the law to suppress a political movement. That's not a free country. We don't live in a free country. For those of you that are aware, I have raised the ire of a certain group of people that don't think that people like me should exist in society, that don't think that people like me should have a job, that don't think that people like me should ever have an opportunity to work for the federal government, because I have political, religious, and philosophical ideas that they disagree with, and they seem to have veto power on anybody that works for the United States government. We don't live in a free country. So the answer, the question is, well, so what? Okay, so what, Fritz? We don't live in a free country. Now what? What are you going to do? Are you going to take a gun and go revolt and go do something? Listen, that whole conversation, I don't know anything about that conversation. Here's what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. You're going to do exactly what I'm doing. You're going to say the forbidden. You've got to say the forbidden. Don't do the forbidden, say the forbidden. Put it in their face. Donald Trump has said the forbidden. The J6ers have said the forbidden. We need about another 50 million Americans to say the forbidden, to speak outside the approved narrative. Joe Biden's he's thrown the gauntlet down. October 2020, he said half of Americans, MAGA Republicans, they're not Americans. They're not real Americans. They're against democracy. They're against the rule of law. I mean, he's thrown down the gauntlet. He says, you are not real Americans, and you don't have a place, you don't have a voice in society. And if he has his way, you will never have a voice in society, nor will you ever have a job. Deplatformed, demonetized. We don't live in a free country, and you pastors out there need to wake up and realize this. And I know the gal in the choir says, oh, thank God we live in a free country. We can still worship Jesus. Depends on which Jesus you preach, isn't it, doesn't it? Depends on which Jesus you preach. It depends on what you say that Jesus said. If you say what Jesus Christ said, they were going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. I cover for the forbidden at bloodandfaith.com. I say the forbidden at bloodandfaith.com. I talk about who murdered Jesus Christ and the prophets and the apostles and drove Paul out and who are the enemies of all mankind. I talk about that because the Holy Scriptures talk about that. What are you going to do? How are you going to resist the tyranny? How are you going to resist the dictatorship? You're going to open up your mouth and you're going to speak the forbidden. That's what you're going to do. And it needs to start with the preachers. And I'll include myself in that gang right there. And I've told you guys from the beginning, I'll be the first one to say I've never been perfect. I'll be the first one to say I was part of the problem. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I was part of the problem. Part of it was ignorance. Part of it was flat-out ignorance. part of it was cowardice. Part of it was, I mean, I got 50 different reasons as to why I was part of the problem. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter why I'm part of the problem. I got to become part of the solution. So when they tell you, you know, you can't say this and you can't say that, those are exactly the things that you have to say, that we all have to say. If you can't challenge the election from 2020, which was stolen, if you can't say what I just said, if you can't say the election in 2020 was stolen, we don't live in a free country. The election in 2020 was stolen. Who ordered all the voting to count all at the same time in like 5 or 6 different states? Who made that decision? Who notified the states, okay, it's time to stop counting, and you're going to stop counting until we find enough votes to put Biden over the top? Who made that decision? Oh, you're against democracy if you even raise that issue. You have to say the forbidden. And we've gone along so long, and we've called the gays, and they're not the gays, they're the sodomites. At best, they're the homosexuals, and they're the sodomites, and it's evil, and what they do is evil. It's not that what they do is evil, they're evil, because you can't separate the man from the action. You can't do that. I disagree with the church on that. Love the sinner, hate the sin. No. No, enough of that nonsense. All you do is give them a pass. Am I perfect? No, none of us are perfect. But we have to start saying that which is forbidden in this culture. That which is forbidden by the evangelical church, that was forbidden by the Democrat Party, that which is forbidden by the Republican Party. And God knows I've hit some, I'm goring some sacred cows when I go after the people that Jesus Christ went after. And I'm going after them. It's easy in this culture to say, well, the problem is the Democrats. The problem is the Republicans. The problem is the rhinos. The problem is the Marxists. The problem is the secular humanists. The problem is the liberals. The problem is the university professors. Well, when I read the Holy Scriptures, I see a different source of the problem. I see the problem being Satan and Satan's seed. I see the problem being the serpent and the serpent's seed, the devil's children, the synagogue of Satan. That's what I see the problem is in the Holy Scriptures. Oh, Fritz, you know, what's the problem? Is it the Democrats? Should we vote the Democrats out? Look, I got to go back to the Scriptures. And I think part of the devil's plan is he doesn't want us to go to the Scriptures on this. In fact, how could it be more obvious? Of course, that's the devil's plan. He doesn't want us to go to the Scriptures and find out where the problem is. If the problem is the Republicans or the Democrats or the Libertarians or the ruling class or the cabal or the administrative state or the deep state or the embedded bureaucrats or the liberals or the secular or the atheists or the homosexuals, what are you going to do with that? What do you do with that? And my answer is, you're not getting to the root of that. You're scratching a symptom. You're scratching a symptom. I want to go down one more layer. And that's when people lose their nut. That's when people just go off and say, oh my God, you cannot say that. You're forbidden from saying that, Fritz. Because you've got all these congregations out there say, well, we don't get involved in politics. You know, we're Democrats and we're Republicans and blah, blah, blah. So we get involved in that. So the church doesn't know where to look. Church doesn't know on whom to set their sights, metaphorically speaking. What's the cause of all the evil in the world? People say, oh, it's Satan. It's okay, check. And you can get mad at Satan all you want. You can say all the bad things about Satan you want, and nobody cares. And that ought to be a clue for you. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you talk against Satan. Nobody cares. Because in the world we live in, he is, well, now there's growing Satan clubs at schools. So that'll probably change. But we live in a society, at least most of my lifetime, where, you know, nobody defends Satan. Nobody defends the devil. Because part of it is because we don't even believe in the devil. Nobody cares. Nobody even believe. People don't believe in God. They certainly don't believe in the devil. But if you go to the Holy Scriptures and you start putting one and one together, and you get two, and you add another one, and you get three, You start adding things up and say, wait a minute, there's a consistent theme here in the Holy Scriptures. Satan has a church. Satan has seed. Satan has offspring. The devil has children. Now we're getting somewhere. Now, if you go out and you decide that you're going to be the savior of the world, such as Jesus Christ, do you not think he's going to tangle with the synagogue of Satan? And again, this is speaking the forbidden. You have to say the things that are forbidden. If you can't say the things that are forbidden, you can forget everything else. And it's got to start in the church. It's got to start in the pulpit. The pulpit has to stand up there and start saying the forbidden. Hey, we don't live in a free country. Okay, the only reason you can stand in your pulpit and say what you say is because you don't gore any sacred cows. You leave Satan's children alone. That's why you can stand in the pulpit and say those things. You can talk about your prayer meetings all you want. You can talk about your book of Revelation all you want, but you cannot talk about Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. You can't talk about the New World Order. You can't talk about Agenda 2030, especially with the people behind it. Can't talk about the bankers. Can't talk about usury and the people behind it. Once you start getting around that, then Satan's fangs come out. I mean, imagine if it was illegal for you to say that the devil existed, that it was simply illegal to say that. And it's gotten to the point in the United States, in our society, where we don't talk about the devil because nobody believes in the devil. And now the next rule that's out there that's a sacred rule is you cannot talk about the people that call themselves Jews that aren't Jews, that are liars, that are of Satan's synagogue. You can't say that. So what I'm saying is that which is forbidden is that which we have to say. And I would remind you that this is what the Antichrist forces have done for generations. When I was a kid, nobody talked about homosexuality. I mean, nobody talked. It wasn't a thing. It was not a thing at all. And the seed of the serpent comes along, and they've written about this for 100 years. Go back and read the Frankfurt School, and they said, we have to tear down traditional religious and morality in Christian Europe. We have to gut it. Who's the Frankfurt School? It's the Jews. They're Jews. They might have some fellow travelers in there, but they're Jews. Oh, you can't say that. Why not? It's forbidden. By whom? Well, by the Jews. Why do I care what they say? Well, it's anti-Semitic. I don't care. Here's what Jesus Christ said about it, and this is why I stick to the Holy Scriptures. There's nothing worse than what Jesus Christ said about the Jews than what Jesus Christ said about the Jews. You can't find anything worse in the whole world about the Jews than what Jesus Christ said about the Jews. He says they're the devil's children. They're the seed of the serpent. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're liars. And they're like their father and they're murderers. What worse can be said about the Jews than what Jesus Christ himself said? And Paul and the apostles confirm what Jesus Christ said. Not that Jesus Christ needs their confirmation. Paul himself, he said, look, man, they murdered Jesus Christ. They murdered the prophets. They drove us out, and they're enemies of all mankind. 1 Thessalonians 2:15. Oh, you can't say that. Church, I'm telling you, you need to start saying the forbidden. You need to say that which Satan forbids you to say. And that's why I'm in hot water. I'm in hot water by... by the seed of the serpent, by the synagogue of Satan, by those who call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews. They're not Jews. They call themselves Jews, but they're not. Well, you can't say that. Yes, I can say that. And in fact, I'm commanded to say that. And what the church has done is said, look, now we want to be friends with those people. We want to be friends with those people. So we're going to go out. We're going to be friends with them. We feel guilty about, you know, some event in World War II that's alleged to have happened by a politician and a group of people around him in 75 years ago. And it's become an American religion. And the evangelical church has adopted that religion. I don't care what happened in Germany in 1942. I feel sorry for the Germans. Feel sorry for everybody over there that got hurt and burned and killed, Americans and French and everybody else. Russians. What, the Russians lose 20 million people? I feel bad for everybody. And there's no innocent side. Sorry, there's no innocent side. Not on the German side, not on the American side, not on the British side. There's nobody innocent there. Not on the Russian side. It's a war, man. It's brutal. Oh, it's the great war. No, there's nothing great about it. Destruction of Christendom. And we've developed a social religion, a civic religion, where you can't touch these people. Well, wait a minute. That's not what my Bible says. I'm going to say what Jesus Christ said. And it's not the homosexual. It's who's behind that? Who's behind that movement? And the destruction of the family. And the cultural malaise, the cultural rot out of Hollywood and the movies and the media. Who's behind all that stuff? Oh, you can't say that. That's what you need to say. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what you need to say. That which is forbidden is that which you need to say. How do you want to stop totalitarianism? I need 100 million people to stand up and say the forbidden and overwhelm them. You were overwhelmed. We were overwhelmed a generation or two in the past. Next thing you know, it's everything's a homosexual. Now you got the homosexuals in the White House. The sodomites are prancing around the White House. And if you dare speak against it in your work, you're going to get fired. Listen, if they can be brave enough to preach the gospel of Satan, can't we be brave enough to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? If they can be brave enough to advance their horrendous perversity, their evil, their sodomy, which God hates, and he hates those that advance it, and he hates those that teach it to the children, he said it'd be better if an anchor was tied around your neck and you're thrown overboard. That's what he said. That's what Jesus Christ said. One of these days I'm going to have a sermon on, you know, what's Jesus Christ really like? And if you know, we've gotten into some of that here at bloodandfaith.com. Yeah, there's a streak of vengeance that's coming out of Jesus Christ. There's a real streak of vengeance. Oh, well, that's not very Christian. No. Stop that. Don't preach another gospel. Don't preach another Jesus Christ. It's God himself that says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's that Lord? It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has a streak of vengeance that we know nothing of. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's mine, and I will have my vengeance. Have you not read in the Gospels where he said to those people, he's very particular about who he's talking about, that don't want me to rule over them? Well, who didn't want them to rule over him when Jesus Christ walked on the earth? Bring them here and slay them in my presence, said Jesus Christ. And y'all are preaching a false gospel. You've come up with a different Jesus Christ. Oh, no, we preach the nice Jesus. We want to have the nice Jesus that just loves everybody and accepts everybody. No, that's not Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a God of vengeance. The scriptures even say, God of vengeance, shine forth. That's Jesus Christ. The sodomites and those that refuse to have Jesus Christ rule over them, bring them in front of me and slay them in my presence. Y'all want this nice Jesus that just loves everybody, and no wonder. No wonder we can't get anything done. You got to say the forbidden. You got to say the thing that Satan hates. Let him call you your dirty names. If somebody's not calling you a dirty, go back and read your Gospels. If somebody's not calling you Beelzebul, you're not saying anything. Somebody's not saying you're insane and have a demon. You're not saying anything. You're not saying anything to rile up the Antichrist. Well, we just want to have our church services. Is that what Jesus Christ did? They said he's insane and they have a demon and they plotted to murder him. Who did? The Jews did. Good God, people. It's right there in the Holy Scriptures. If they're not your enemy, you got a problem. Don't you know that friendship of the world is to make yourself at enmity with God? Don't you know that? You make yourself friends with the world, you're at enmity with God Almighty. You're at enmity with God if you're friends with the world. 2 John chapter, well, there's only one chapter in 2 John. It said all these people out there that they refuse to acknowledge that the Christ has already come in the flesh. He says, don't greet them. Don't you dare greet them. When you do, you put your hand forth to do evil. Where's that? Where's that in the pulpit? Oh, we need to have interfaith cooperation and interfaith community. No, we don't. Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with Jesus Christ? How dare you make friendship with those that reject Jesus Christ? How dare you? How dare you? Who puts you in a position where you can make peace with Satan when it's Jesus Christ himself that put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent? Jesus Christ did that in Genesis chapter 3. He put the enmity. Jesus Christ put the enmity there. He put the hatred there. That's why I say we're preaching a different gospel. We're preaching something that Jesus Christ never preached. And you're going to cause peace between Satan and God because you're better than Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ was there in the Garden of Eden. He's the one who put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Jesus Christ did that. We see it happens right away when Cain murders Abel. Cain was of the evil one. It's continued all the way since. Who murdered the prophets? Who beat the prophets? Who drove the prophets out? Go read Acts chapter 7. Go read Matthew 23. Jesus Christ addressed, hey, y'all, you Pharisees, who are the leaders of Judaism. You prove that you're the sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the cup of wrath. Of course, they murdered Jesus Christ. And y'all want to make friends. I'm telling you. And then you wonder why the world goes to hell. We can't even identify the enemy because the enemy forbids us from identifying the enemy. Imagine that. The enemy says you can't identify who the enemy is. Satan says you cannot identify my children. You can't say that these people are my synagogue. You can't say that. Jesus Christ said it. But we're better than Jesus Christ. We're more Christian than Jesus Christ. That's what gets me. And like I said, I wasn't born into this. I didn't read this in some book. Nobody told me this stuff. I didn't read this in some book or listen to some sermon and say, oh my God. No, I got in the Holy Scripture. That's why I take you guys back to the Holy Scriptures. Just read it for yourself. Don't. Listen, you're going to hang yourself out there. You hang yourself out there on the Holy Scriptures. And said, this is what Jesus Christ said in Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, John 8:44, and on and on and on and on and on. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. They're going to come after you. Good. What, you want to go to heaven broke? Or you want to have some gold stored up for you? You need a little persecution. You need a little persecution in your life. Are you going to go to heaven broke because you were friends with Satan, friends with the world? I'm telling you, we're going to win this thing, but we need another 10,000 Gideons out there. They're going to raise hell. They're going to go out there and say what Jesus Christ, and they're going to physically identify the enemy. Say, you're the enemy. You're the people that call yourself Jews. You're not Jews. You're liars. You've always been liars. You're like your father, Satan. And you're behind all the evil in the world. You're literally the enemies of all mankind. 1 Thessalonians 2:14 and 15. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, my Bible does not say thou shalt not be an anti-Semite. And these preachers that have lied to you, have called these people that they call themselves Jews, God's chosen people, they're liars. They're liars and false prophets. So there you go. Welcome to the weekend. Fritz Bergen, BloodandFaith.com.